Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, and everyone. This is Psychic Jethro. We're having a little bit of trouble with technical difficulties. Our run through, as we run through the energy here on Blog Talk Radio, this is Psychic Scumlaw. This is Psychic Jethro. You've called 773-897-6461 to get in, and I thank all of you that have called in. This is our Mondays, and we have our wonderful hostess and phenomenal healer, Janine Reagan Sinclair. I want all of you guys to sit back, relax, you know, enjoy the time we've got. We have, as we were saying here, a phenomenal person. Those of you who know and would like to tune in, please tune in on that telephone number, or as you get on iTunes, be sure and check with your website as you're going through and be able to get into www.crystali.co.uk for Janine and www.jethrosmith.net for our sights and see with us. We're going to be talking with Janine on the crystal key, and it's like the diamond energy realignment is what we're going to be discussing today, and healing. Those of you know we're having a lot of technical difficulties, so I know we didn't get to do music, but we've already got you guys lined up. And Janine, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Jethro. How are you?
Pretty good. We were fine, and then we got the phones going, and it's like it's just really a lot of energy. I can hear you real well, and I apologize to anybody if you guys can't hear us. It's Skype, and what it's doing is it's really clear, and some days it's not. We just got a lot of marketing on it. So handle up with a little bit of the energy, and Janine, let them know who you are and the foundation you started, and give them a little information on you.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Janine Reagan Sinclair. I'm based in the UK. I'm the founder of the Crystal Key Foundation. I'm a healer working with diamond energies called Crystal Key. I'm also a clinical hypnotherapist and the creator of a mind-body cleanse called the 21-Day Mind Detox System, which is absolutely phenomenal. I request people to find the cause of the problem they're having, whether it's a disease or addiction, a fear or phobia, and then there's a two-hour Skype session with me, and then 21 days of remote healing after that to slowly remove the energies connected to the problem that we've been working on. And the results speak for themselves, really. It's been absolutely amazing, from removing addictions in people to helping with illnesses and fears and phobias and all sorts of things. I also teach crystal key healing all over the UK, and I'm hoping to come over to America later this year. I'm also an animal communicator, and I teach animal communication and healing workshops as well. And I've currently got 4 books published and a range of MP3s, and I'm also making some new programs that are much more in-depth. I like to think that they're hypno-healing, so they're a mixture of my hypnotherapy knowledge, my spiritual knowledge of Akashic Records and this type of thing, and bringing in the diamond energy for people to be able to get to work on themselves at home for an absolute fraction of the cost of having one-to-one sessions. So that's about it in a nutshell, I think.
Very excellent. And I've had a lot of you people that have wrote me, a lot of the listeners going, boy, you guys had a little wild time here. This is a new time. And, you know, you guys can always find us in the archive. We've got about 3 or 4 callers. Hang on, you guys. The phones are just being hectic. We've got another couple more coming in. This is 3 p.m. our time here in the United States. And it's, am I correct? It's like about 9 p.m. your time in London.
It's 8. It's 8 o'clock over here, yeah, in the UK.
8 p.m. In the United Kingdom for Janine. So those of you who are coming in now, you understand that for us to do 9 p.m. here would make it 3 a.m. in the morning for Janine. In the first show, we did do that, and that's a lot to ask. And we all are just excited to have Janine follow and be with us, and us get to be a part of Janine's following and be with her. So we're going to talk to a little bit of you guys that are on here. We have a couple of emails, and then we'll go right to the phones. We have a lady who was interested, and she said with the weight loss, she has tried other practices. And Janine, she's got a question here on her weight loss. She said she had lost when she used hypnosis before with someone who had done hypnotherapy on her, and then she gained the weight back within a couple of months after she had done this. Has this happened to you? How is your success rate is what she's asking me on your treatment?
Well, first of all, I'm not working just with hypnotherapy. When I do detox with somebody, I'm incorporating energy healing, counseling, regression, spiritual healing. So with weight loss, for example, I would regress somebody back to find the seed that's created the issue. And it's generally to do with emotional problems. People are nurturing themselves with food. Or I'm holding on to emotions. So I once felt with somebody that was very overweight and, you know, dieting and all of this, and it wasn't doing any good at all. But what did help was when we went in and I took him into a trance state, and what we could see was there was a hole in his stomach area, just above his stomach area by his heart. And basically what this was caused by was heartbreak. So literally, he was trying to fill this gap with food. So in spirit realm, what it looked like to me was I could just see an image of this person feeding themselves, trying to. And when I said, "Why are you feeding yourself?" He said, "I'm trying to fill this hole." And it was to do with grief and somebody dying. So this is just an example of the type of thing that, you know, we would find and work with when dealing with weight issues and that type of thing. And generally, a lot of people can hold on to excess weight if they're very fearful because they're putting protection around themselves. So it's not just hypnotherapy relating to what you're eating and that type of thing. There's a whole, you know, you need to treat people holistically with weight loss, I believe.
Very great. Yeah, and see, this is what we were talking to you about when everybody started really tuning in last week. Janine is phenomenal. She doesn't only work like she talked about with the diamonds, as she was just saying, she puts all this together for you. You know, you're getting a person that's got a lot of area and a lot of expertise to go behind you to help you with your needs. And I love the fact that a lot of you guys continue to go in. Make sure you go on her site, check it out. Janine's also on Facebook, and, you know, you can get contact there. We're going to go to 617. You're our first guest on the phone live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you, 617?
All right, and yourself? How you been, Jeffro? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year. Great. You guys, I've been worried about you. You don't call me anymore. The man answers, you hang up, and then you run. And I'm like, what's going on? No, I'm teasing you. I'm glad that you contact. And we're working here on healing. Do you have a question you've got for Janine?
I just want to see what she sees around me. Am I healing
about me? Okay. Well, Janine, are you picking up some here? I got to have you give her first name to let her know. So this is all of our regulars. Everybody tunes in. I'm glad you got to tune in on this Monday. Let her know your name and a little bit of what's going on with you.
My name is Catherine, and I'm from Boston. And what's going on with me? I don't know. I guess because I'm. Oh, Jeffro, I'm starting to see vision. My vision's starting to come in and out.
Mm.
Well,
Jethro, I couldn't hear her properly, I'm afraid.
I apologize, Antonina. It's our crazy blog talk radio. Her name's Catherine, and she's talking about her visions coming in and out and like her energy, and she's talking about getting her psychic development, correct, Catherine?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay. It's wild. We had to be psychic to hear that because you came through wow, 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 la hula.
Yeah.
And so she's with this treatment, would Janine help tell Catherine some things that would help her with the treatment that you do, you know, that would help her with her psychic development?
Okay, well, the one of the first things that I do with my students is teach them how to communicate with their higher consciousness. So when they are picking up energies and things like that, they've got their higher self, their higher mind guiding them, and they've got some reference to check that, you know, the information they're being given is correct and this type of thing.
I don't know if you can hear us or not, Catherine. It's really going through. And I do feel that there's some other energy going on with you, Catherine. I'm going to add to this. I feel that the relationship with your gentleman there is going through another sacred cycle. Me and you have teased each other that when we talked on the phone the first time, we joked about a man answers and I hung up. But I don't know why, but that was a funny cliche. It's a psychic because we were doing nothing wrong but a reading. And yet, we've teased and joked with it, Catherine, but I do feel that there is something going on here with you. That's part of what's helping. Like Janine's talking about how she will help you develop your gift. It's also that our guides are also helping you develop your strength because of this. They're wanting you to open and see these visions and this energy more, Catherine. There's been some stress there, correct?
Right. I've been having stress because lately I've been seeing my boyfriend, Katie's mother. She's been coming in and out.
Ooh,
yeah.
You know, and yeah, you lucky you. If I saw my girlfriend's mother coming in out, I'd be scared because she on the other side. I don't think she really cared for me. You know, I mean, she kind of wanted to trade me in for a Labrador. You know what I mean? So, or maybe a golden retriever, depending on the day, if I could catch a frisbee or not. You know, but she just really was teasing with the fact of I've always with honors me. I'm feeling like this is part of it, Janine. Can you get, you're catching Catherine what she's saying, that the mother-in-law is coming in from the other side and she's getting visions of this.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I'm sensing that there's quite a few spirits around her at the moment, but I'm not really sure what she was asking me because it's all, you know, blah, 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 when she's speaking, so I'm not hearing what she's saying, which is a bit awkward.
It is good. It is. It is, Catherine. It is the mediumship. You know, we do need and want to do with this energy of what's happening. And I'm also, they keep telling me to put out a clear glass of water for you. Now, usually when you put out a clear glass of water in the house, that's to use as a conduit. And it's an old remedy that I've used for my Native American family and from years of a teacher that was actually a Mexican teacher. And he taught me, he put out a clear glass of water and it will help as a conduit to help with these guides that are doing it. And Janine's saying that to you. She's feeling that you've got guides and people around you there. They're trying to use you as a medium.
I think she needs to get herself a nice piece of quartz as well. A fairly good, substantial size piece of quartz would help. Clear quartz.
Excellent, Catherine. And that's what you heard that, that she's doing this. I love that. I'd be an interpreter here because the phones are wild. I can get both. She's saying to make sure you get a good piece of quartz there that you can use, a rock, a quartz, you know, a cluster or energy of quartz, so that you can use that. That will help you there. And, you know, that will help also with this. This is a really good idea to utilize those things there. And, Catherine, I can tell that they're really messing with your phone. We need to get you in and get a reading, whether we do an email or do a reading, because I can see part of what they're trying to do with you, Catherine, is they're trying to do this energy around. And, like, right now when we're doing the phone, they're doing other energies through. They're feeding on me and Janine's energy because of the psychic. And they're trying to show you stuff that they want. And what has happened is I feel that his mother, part of why she's coming through too, is you and him are headed to a new level. And she's, in one way, she's on the other side testing. In another way, she's being a strong mother with him, but she's not sure. It's not that you're doing anything bad, but he's going through some stress, and you're psychically picking that. That's exactly why she's doing that.
Oh, okay. She's right about her son.
Yeah, and it's a wild because, you know, like, it's like they say, you know, we've had a lot of people tell me, well, man, they're on the other side. Yes, and they're more strong. Sometimes that takes away the limits and the boundaries. And what she's got is she also knows that he's in a stressful time, too, and when he's in his sleep, he's calling her energy. And I think she does feel a little, she's checking out to see with you because he is starting to really want more in the relationship with you.
He Yeah, I do. I feel that too. You're right. I feel that way about that. I'm trying to see more out of him than I did before.
I feel it. And we, you know, me and you had teased and joked, and we know he's a good guy. He has to be. He listens to my show and doesn't want to beat me up. But so, you know, we tease about all the energy we've got that, you know, he's going to go through these hard times with some stuff of his, and she's there to do this. You and her, I feel, are going to get along better. But she's also got a door open to you, because when she's coming through and out to see her son, she's bringing other spirits with her. I love what Janine said about bringing a crystal cluster there to keep that there, so that you're not getting, you know, you're not getting other things there, because we never want anything in your house that isn't. And I, you know, people tease about ammonia for your windows. Ammonia is a really good deterrent to use. Make sure for ammonia and put a little bit in your sinks and things, because it does get rid of manichea, which is a negative energy. You don't want, you know, I do very little medium work, and you guys know over the radio, I very seldom will. We're going to have a medium on, in fact, on the show who does more of it, because for me, it's too much. It takes too much to do. And it's because that energy over from the other side and other things still do. It just, it takes a lot. I'll get with you a little later, Catherine, and we'll work with some healing remedies and get with Janine on her side, get with her and see with some things that we can put up to kind of keep this at a minimum. I don't want you getting sick. And that happens a lot with mediums, you know?
Oh, really?
Jethro?
Yes, Janine?
Jethro, yeah, she goes on to my website. There is actually an 8 or 9 minute meditation on there to take the diamond energy through you. So if she is picking up any energies that she feels uncomfortable about, or even if she just wants, you know, to use it to, you know, to clear her energy field, she can just go and do that for free on my website. It takes about 8 minutes, 9 minutes.
Oh, great. And that's the website, the www.crystalkey.com. CrystalKey.com. So it's spelled out that way, Catherine, CrystalKey.co.uk.
You said
com.
CrystalKey.com.
Okay.
Yeah. Yay. Tell us how it goes. Now that is rocking, you guys. And you guys always get some. That is a very phenomenal. I haven't got to try that on the site, Janine. You just keep all the good stuff. Every week we get something new to discuss about.
I'm trying to get as much as I can out to people while still making a living myself. You know, I do want to help people as well. So that's on there for people to try, get a feeling for the energy. And if they're just feeling a bit low, they can go and get some free healing on the website.
Now, Catherine, I'm going to hold you to and look for your number. The next time that you call next week, you better get a hold of us and tell us what this has done for you. This could be really cool. This could tune you up to, you'll be hearing music again. We'll be having it all.
I'll let you know. I will let you know. I will let you know.
Thank you. You rock. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Blessings to you, Catherine, and thank you for calling in. We love all of you guys. There's been a little bit of wild phone things. Carol, you're on next, and the phones are being totally out of the world, so if you do get kicked out, call back in. Carol, how are you today?
Good. Hi. How are you, Jethro?
I'm really excited you guys are getting in, some of you, and you're getting to hear our new phenomenal guest, Janine Reagan Sinclair.
Yes.
What do you think?
Hi, Carol. I can hear you.
Hi, Janine. How are you? It's great to be welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
Good. This is nice. It's, you know, it's amazing. I was in London when I was in my 20s, so I loved it. You know,
where did you go?
I went out to the museums and everything there, which I fell in love with all the artwork and the architecture.
Oh, yeah.
So it was nice.
After
I had graduated college.
Did you see the dinosaurs in the museum there, the full-size ones?
I don't think so. I know I just saw a lot of paintings and sculptures.
Oh, well, if you ever go again, I think they're in the Natural History Museum. They've got, you know, full-size dinosaur skeletons in there. It's just amazing.
Nice. Thank you.
What can we do for you?
You know, I had a question from, my dog had passed away in January 3rd, and then 2 weeks later, I went to the animal shelter to just drop off some cookies and things as a thank you gift, you know, for the animals there. And there's a dog that I ended up, she's been with me, she'll be 3 weeks, I'm fostering her. And I was just wondering what spirit has for the connection for the two of us at this moment in time.
So did you say your dog passed away?
Yes, my dog had passed away in January. And then 2 weeks later, I'm fostering a dog now.
You're fostering another dog?
Mm-hmm. It was...
Okay.
I didn't plan on it. I walked into the animal shelter and they were overloaded, so I volunteered to foster her.
Oh, that's lovely. That's a really kind thing to do. And so I didn't pick up the last sentence you asked me. What is it you would like to know?
What's the connection for Sparkle and I at this point in time? And will she be adopted by a nice family at some point soon?
I'm feeling that she may be around you for a few months yet, probably about 6 months if something's coming into mind, which I don't know if that fits well with you, but that's the first thing that's coming in, that she's going to be around you for 6 months. And then there's a family coming in with two or three children. She's going to go to a family with children. She needs to be around children. She likes children's energy. She's a very playful creature. But she's with you at the moment to help you with your grief and your loss. She's got healing abilities. She's very, very high vibration, this animal. She's got a lot of unconditional love energy around her, and she's come to you for a short time to help you with your healing process. And then, you know, when you feel a bit better, she's going to move on into a family.
That's what I felt. So thank you for the confirmation.
Okay, yeah. You're welcome.
Well,
I'm
enjoy.
Sorry to hear about you, Doug.
Thanks. Sarah, she's okay. She's with her sister because my other dog passed away in April, and then my mom passed in August, so they're all together.
Yeah, so it's difficult. Yeah, I taught an animal communication and healing workshop yesterday at my friend's Tony Sanctuary. She's in the last month, she's lost one of her four ponies and one of her cats as well. So it was quite an emotional day because we were getting messages from the animals that were alive and the animals that were in spirit as well. So they're like children's lovers, aren't they? I'm an animal lover myself.
Yes.
It's no different. She definitely has a light. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
So do you, though. There's a lot of light. There's a lot of light around you. I'm seeing, from your shoulders going around you, it's very much like a beautiful halo energy
around you.
Lots very light, very white energy around you, actually. You're high frequency yourself. This is why the animal was attracted to you.
Thank you. I'm getting ready to move to New Mexico in the next, probably by April or May, I'm hoping so. That'll be great.
Wow. Okay, well, good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great day, and I love the show.
Bless you for calling
in, Kara. Thank you.
Many blessings back. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, you guys are listening to Psychics Gone Wild, and we definitely have got a phenomenal guest, Janine Reagan Sinclair, and that was very touching. You got me a little emotional. It's very good. You are very gifted with animals, Janine. You can feel the energy as you guys are listening into what Janine is doing and helping with our last caller. We're going into the next caller. We've got 661. How are you, 661? Hello, can you hear me, 661?
Hello. Is this me?
Hello. It's you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is
Hi.
Anna. Hello. Yes, I don't really have a specific question. I thought I would just call in. I'm a first-time caller and just see if there are any messages for me, whether you pick up anything. I don't know if you need a specific question.
Jethro, have you got anything now? Because I'm struggling to hear this lady.
And I apologize, Hannah. It's because with going across the Atlantic Ocean, I guess these crazy phones won't work with us today. But Hannah, I feel a little bit of energy with you. That's why I think you called to listen in, and they did put you through. Sometimes the computer and the angels are working together. But tell me, there's a message for you on the other side that you're really headed into what you want to do. I feel that there's been some physical work to show me with your hand work that you do. that the guides are telling me that you're, this is going to be a really good year for you. They're revving up for you. They're telling me that it's going to be with the blessings, and the what you want now is coming right now. It's like there's a very good financial money coming into your life, Hannah.
Okay. That sounds very good.
It sounds very good. It was very good, and I did feel it was remarkable that here you are listening to it, and the message I keep feeling a lady. I'm feeling an older woman. She keeps talking about. I feel that she's talking about that you and her used to sit and have chats together.
Yeah, could be. It could be any of my grandmothers.
I would feel that she does talk about, like, she looks to me like she's. She's saying that you guys used to sit at the kitchen table. She's telling me that she's talking about, like, she's around you right now. I feel that she's kind of there to help with you. She's showing me that she's there to not only help you, but also kind of, this is the blessing. It's like you've had some stress going on for a while, and you're not a complainer, but she knows that. She knows that it's time for some good stuff to start clicking, that it's been last year was a little bit tight for you, a little bit of stress.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, I'm still looking for the right direction, job wise, etc.
I'm seeing. I don't know if this means anything to you, but I'm seeing a machine that looks like a knitting machine, or tapestry, or something like that. I'm being shown a property machine. Does that mean anything to you at all?
No. No, not
what,
yet.
Have you ever thought of taking up something like that as a hobby or a pastime?
No.
Well, that's what I'm being shown here. So maybe it's something you need to think about.
Okay.
Definitely, there's some blessings there, and that's what we're both getting energy to help you with this night. You're right. Janine's getting it where you can feel it. So. Definitely keep us in tune, Hannah. We thank you for calling in, and blessings to you. You know, please follow along on the right side, and you do know our website. And Hannah, they keep also saying to tell you that as the guides are going through, that this is, I feel that this is part of why you called in too. You have some gift of your own.
I do, but I don't have really anywhere where I can connect with spiritual churches or anything where I live. I'm very interested in healing and a lot of the spiritual side, a lot of different things. I don't even know where to start, but it's definitely something that I want to research much more.
Very good. And blessings to you for calling in our site here. We've got with Psychics Gone Wild. We've got a lot of you guys getting a lot of energy through the phones here. We do appreciate it. We're coming into that half an hour mark. We didn't get to do a little music first, and I apologize to you guys. I'm going to take just a two-minute little break here, grab something to drink, sit down, relax, give me a chance to see why Facebook and everybody is all having stress, and Blog Talk is doing it. But we're here today with Janine Reagan Sinclair. I want you to relax, you guys, and let's see if we can get a few minutes of some music of In the Secret. definitely. Thank you guys for that little bit of time. I know you laugh, what a commercial to give you, but I got the energy for me to find out what was going on, and we've got our system back on really good. And unfortunately, we're in those times. You know, it is here and now, but we do that with the energy we've got. You always know that there is usually, metaphysically, there's a reason sometimes that these things happen. Sometimes it's just a tomato's a tomato. I think that what we've got going on here is that our log talk and has been working real well, but it's a new system that we're working on, and we're getting out the bugs. This is Psychic Jethro on Psychics Gone Wild with Janine Reagan Sinclair. And Janine, how are you doing now?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just getting some feedback here from Kathy, who sent me a little message saying she's been trying to get through and she can't get through.
I bet. She's always trying to get people on her show. I see that. She takes my, every time we bring someone in, and I tease Ceci through the, I'm meeting her this way, and tell her, Ceci, we're going to get to you. I'm glad you're letting us know. We've had this problem on spiritual connection, and really on Psychics Gone Wild. Our phones are not real well, and I am working on it with Blog Talk. So those fans of you, I know a lot of you guys tease me. You're like, I go on the archives now because it's such a hassle. I apologize, but you still get us. And going into 319, you're next on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you?
Hi, this is Sherry. How are you guys?
Glad that you got in, Sherry. You rock, because your phone got through.
Yeah. Well,
that's good.
We're good. We're good. How are you?
Good. I'm fine, thank you.
You're good?
I guess I kind of have, a kind of a question, and maybe you guys can, through the spirit world, kind of answer it, but I see like these little, it's almost like a fog when I look around, and then I also have a small dark little dot that's with me all the time, and now I notice these like almost like microorganisms that take different shapes. Does that make sense to anybody?
This is obviously when your eyes are open, you're seeing these things.
Yeah, like I can be sitting here, and I notice it more if I'm outside and I look against the blue sky, but they move and they take shape, and I can see them, and I'm starting to notice them more on a daily basis. Before I'd have to kind of look into them, and now they're with me at all times. When I look around, they're always like moving.
Okay, so it sounds like you're describing some kind of little energy fields or something like that. Do you live near nature? Is there a lot of nature around you?
Yeah, I do right now. I have a lot around where I'm living at.
Yeah, it sounds to me like there's some smaller energy fields or something just letting you know they're around. But I would be... take a bit more notice of anything that's black, because generally, you know, things that are black are low frequency energy. So you might want to maybe go onto my site and do that free clearing on there and ask for that to be taken away if it doesn't feel good.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make me uncomfortable. And the little, the tiny of the circles, which will look kind of smoky at times, has turned into a magenta color. It's also changed into a crown and floated up. And then the little microorganism-looking ones, if I can get them to slow down enough, I've seen it. I want to say it turned into a fairy and floated.
Yeah, that's the feeling I'm getting, that these things are like little fairies, little elemental kingdoms and you know, you find them a lot where there's trees and nature and that type of thing. That's what I'm picking up here.
Oh, okay. So that's what I was kind of, my feeling was kind of like that also. I was just wanting to see if I was on the right track with my thought.
Yeah, I think if you speak to them and, you know, ask them if they'd like to communicate with you, you may be surprised and get some more coming along or even some insight and some messages coming through.
Okay. And I guess I can ask while I'm here, do I have any messages from anybody?
I would just say that I think these little creatures, little beings are trying to connect with you. And I see you sitting down with a pen and paper, and I think if you can just sit quietly, get your pen and paper and just
ask them what they would like to bring to you and just write and just allow the creative writing to come through, that you'll find the answer to the question yourself there.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Right.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and keep calling in. And you guys make sure to follow in. We're trying to do a new thing. If you like us on Facebook, say so, because I'm tired of my grandson having more friends than me. He's only three. No, I'm teasing you guys. He's got some friends. But please do like us on there. Janine and me are both on there. And thank you guys for Psyche's Gone Wild checking us out today. 503, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay. How are you, 503?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you. I totally wasn't expecting that. I'm 503.
You forgot your phone number. I told you to call and see if you were home, but no, you didn't want to. This is like, well, we're glad you did. I apologize. Our phones are picking up people that are listening, and it's doing it. And we have such a lot of the phone numbers are not being picked up for those of you who aren't getting in. And we do encourage you to get in. Work with us. Blog Talk Radio knows the technical difficulties. 503, we want to talk to you. Please talk to us and let me and Janine know that we're still loved. I'm really worried now.
Does 503 have a name?
Yeah, my name is October.
Oh, cool.
Can you hear me?
Just about. What was your name again?
I said my name is October, like the month.
Oh, okay, brilliant. October, yeah. Hi.
Hi. So basically, I'm on an awakening journey, and I've been trying to, I guess, I've been asking my guides to help me access information about past lives where I was a healer so that I can remember and be able to use that information now. But so I guess I just need maybe some advice on how to do that, how to, like, maybe remove some of that veil or some of that amnesia.
Okay, the first thing I'm seeing is a tiki, and Indians, Native Americans, and herbs. Somebody with a pulmonary mortis grinding herbs and making herbs. So I think this is something that, you know, you would take to very easily because you've done it before in a past life, but my advice would just be to sit down quietly, just asking, take some nice deep breaths and just ask your higher self to just take you back and allow you to see what healing abilities you've had and what would be a good idea for you to look into again. Because once you find something you've worked with in the past, you learn it very quickly. When when you go on a course, it just feels so natural that, you know, you start to build with the excitement because I can do this, I know this. So I think definitely herbs I'm seeing, working with herbs.
Okay. Are there any messages from any guides?
I'm not seeing any. Jethro, have you got any guides, messages coming through with you?
They keep showing me a card, and it looks to me like a regular playing card, but signifies love. They're showing me, I keep seeing a heart, and it looks like a really strong, compassionate love card they're showing me with you. And they keep telling me that you've got some family and people that really are going to, like, all come together. I keep seeing people all come together, a really loving community. It's going to be a good thing. So I would say a wedding, something very positive that's bringing everyone together here this year.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, I've got something else before you go now. I'm seeing a red Indian squaw. She's walking up to you, and she's offering you a pouch, which has got some of the herbs and things in it, like a little leather pouch. I can see her holding that out to you. So she's waiting to share her knowledge with you. So one feather sticking out the back of her head. And she's quite young as well. She didn't look very old. I'd say late 20s, something like that. Very beautiful. So she's with you, and she's waiting for you to connect with her.
Okay. Thank you. That's wonderful.
Awesome.
I have ancestry that's part of a Brule tribe. And at times I've had dreams. There was once I had a dream about a Native American warrior, and he came into my dream, and there was something about the Veil of Huron, and I've looked online for something that, you know, it was real. But it, you know, that I handed them the veil of the Huron, but I haven't really been able to discover whether or not there is any truth to that online.
There is a veil in front of your face, actually. I can see it now. So if you sit quietly, you could maybe ask this guy to help you remove this veil. And it does literally look like a very, not as long as a wedding veil, but just a screen covering the front of your face. And my feeling is that you placed it there because you didn't want to see everything too quickly. So it's time for you to remove that. But
okay.
I think your guide will help if you ask her.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
And you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We thank you, and we are enjoying it. We're having a lot of fun here, and you guys know it's like he's gone wild, and we are. We have another caller here that's going to be coming on shortly. I want you just to relax. We're down to the fun part of 773-897-6461, and that is it's working. We thank you, Blog Talk, for being there for us. So hang on, you guys. 617, how are you doing today?
Hello?
617. Hello.
Yeah, I got me back again. I was just listening. I was
yes.
talking.
Catherine, it's you.
I don't love it.
We love you, and we love you listening, and it's you. You're the one that's doing this to the phone. You put a little hexes on my phone, didn't you? I told you, quit doing that. No, I'm teasing you, Catherine. You know I know that you don't do that. I've got them going through the phones. We thank you. It is really, you have to be psychic to work, Blog Talk, and I thank you. 857, how are you? 857.
Oh, 857, yeah, hello.
Hello, you
Hello?
Got in. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, 850. Yeah. I would like to know just a regular reading.
Hi. Can you just tell me your name?
Oh, my name is Betty. I'm sorry.
Betty. Hi, Betty. Janine here. How can I help?
I just want a regular reading to see what's going on in my life with the brain.
Okay.
Hello,
Betty. Yeah, well, go ahead. We got you here. She can hear you. It's a little harder because of the phones and with her. She's on the phone with us through Skype through London. So, Betty, I do have you. If you do me a favor, I know everyone has that little speaker on the right side of their phone. I'm having everybody kind of turn theirs up a little bit. It's not you. It's the system, a Blog Talk. It just tied me back to technical difficulties that me and Janine, what we're having is that their phone system has got an overload. And so, Betty, if you can just speak up a little bit so she can pick up your energy to give you that general reading. And she'll give you what she's getting for you.
Okay.
The first thing I'm picking up here is that there is a new career transition. There's a career transition coming your way soon. Within the next 6 months, you will be changing your career. There's only children as well. There's something to do with children coming into your future, whether it's your own children or whether it's working with children. Personally, I think it's working around children, with children's energies. If it's something that you've even considered?
No, not right now. I'm thinking about a part-time job.
Right. Well, I feel that you need to be, your soul's guiding you into a change of career, and this is more to do with being on purpose than what you're doing now. And it does involve small children. You know, they look around 5, 6, 7 years old. You know, so they're just out of kindergarten, really. And yoga is coming to me as well. Do you do yoga at the moment?
I do what? I don't understand you.
Yoga.
Yoga?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I haven't got any yoga, no.
Right, well, I'm also being told that they would like you to take some yoga classes yourself. They want you to start balancing your energy field and learning yoga. Maybe then, you know, going into the future, you'll be bringing this kind of this energy and relaxation to smaller children, and passing on the things that you're learning to them. You'll incorporate it in your new career somehow. That's what I'm getting anyway. So, Jethro, are you picking up anything else?
I am getting on it also, Betty, that they are telling with the energy. And I apologize that you said no with it, but they are doing this with a lot of us. They're putting a lot of us into this. In fact, I'm taking a class on yoga here in Tampa. And what I'm getting with you is they're doing that to open those energies. That we're get, a lot of us are getting this. A lot of friends, family, people are being told. I feel like the reason that, and that's what Janine's picking up, and I keep seeing the guide saying with that, is they're telling me that you've got some energies that are hurting you in your chakra. And they want you to open that energy of the red and the orange. There's some stress there, and what's happened is you have someone that you used to be with that was a very close person to you that is feeding on your energy.
You have an idea who is that?
It looks like a male to me, and they keep telling me it's got like a Ken, something like that. Ken, I'm sure it's something. It's a male.
Male.
And I see with you, you're a strong woman. You're a good person. And what's happened is this person, you went to help him. You got in the relationship, and then things started being different. And I feel like he's pulling on your energy. And what's going on is, you know, you're a fighter. You're going, hey, now, you know, I don't mind helping anybody, but something's gone on through the time that it's like the energy. And that's why she's picking up that NICAP sensing. They want you to do some metaphysical opening and get that energy off. It's like there's times you have aches. I feel like you're getting like hips. I feel like hip aches, down physical aches in your, you know, in your like your lower waist. And it's not you. It's because this person has gotten energy, and it's like they're getting your energy. You're still protecting even though you're not together anymore.
Yeah, there's something hooked into the back of her hips, just at the base of the spine, which would be the orange, you know, red area you're talking about, Jethro. There is a hook in there that needs to be cut for this person, whoever that is. But she can tune in herself and visualize that being taken out. If she just focuses on that area, just some nice deep breathing, closes her eyes, just focus on that area and see if she can get the image of in her mind, and then imagine that she's pulling the hook out of her back herself. In, you know, using imagery, and she can disconnect herself doing that.
And definitely, you know, you got into the last of the show, Betty, so we can tell you, if you go into Janine's site, she has a free MP3 that you can listen to on your computer on her site that will help you with a crystal to do exactly that, work your own self. And if you said 8 minutes, isn't it? Is that right, Janine?
There's free healing on there for 8 minutes, but there's also a tie cutting one, which is $1.99, which is specifically for cutting ties with people that are draining your energy. That's in the shop on my crystalkey.com website. And also this week, I've still got the MP3 out there. If people go to www.crystalkeyhealing.com, they can download a 30-minute, 25-minute MP3 to help release poverty consciousness, which is prevalent at the moment with people. So there's plenty of freebies out there. You know, people want to go to the site.
So Betty, check out that little bit, and then get with her and get with that. I mean, $199, you can't beat that, and the energy you're going to get back. So look and see. Did you get her site from us earlier? I think that I read it out before you got in, because the phones have been nuts, and I just got your number recently coming up here. It says it's crystalkey.co.uk. So it's crystal.
.com, Jethro.
.com. Sorry. I keep trying to mess it up, and it's the UK that's making me wild. I know that they do it .com. So
but it doesn't matter. I own both of them anyway. But, it's easier for people to use .com. It's the first one that comes to them. So either one, .com or .co.uk, finds me. But the three MP3 for the poverty consciousness, they need to put the word healing after Crystal Key. So it's crystalkeyhealing.com. to get the free MP3.
Okay.
And Betty, we're looking forward to hearing back with you. Try out these things and let us know. We've got a couple of students that Janine's got and people helping already involved that they've been talking phenomenal. Janine's, I knew this with the guys that I'm gifted, but we're getting back people that we can say the name, first name, because it's okay. We announced that one of our people, Kathy, other friends, are working with Janine. Janine is phenomenal. So as we're going through this, Betty,
definitely keep down. We'll expect a follow-up if you're gutsy enough to tell them Psyche Stone what's going on. Let's get this man out of your back. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going loose. You know, there's energy here. They're also telling me with you that as we're going through the cycle here, you're going to really take in this year some other work. Some other stuff's going to happen. You're going to put on more of a responsibility. And when this gets done this year, you're definitely going to need all of your energies and resources to do this extra work.
I wonder who that guy is.
I know. I've got, and I apologize doing it over the phone. And those of you who know listening to iTunes, we don't have any pictures. And those of you who know, for me, I'm really good if I have an aura picture and I read. And I do aura, you know, once if you guys look on my site, I do email readings and things because my sense and my hearing of the phone, I get pieces. But for me to get a really strong name, or you guys saw with the other things, it's when I have a picture. I can read your aura that way to do it. Is why I do that. So. I am, and I did get a K, so I'm not sure if it's, you know, I mean, and I unfortunately it could be Rick with a K, it could be Ken with a K. My guides to give me a piece, and then they showed me the man. They showed me that he was, I would say that he's taller than I am. I'm 6'1", and he's got to be over taller than me. So. That's what we're doing, and I want to thank all of you guys. We've got it down to the minutes here. We've got the phones going. This is Psychic Jethro. This is Janine Reagan Sinclair on Psychic's Gone Wild. We welcome all of you. We've got another caller. I do know, you guys, before I forget, we do the hour. I know there's other radio shows. There's so many on Blog Talk that do the 2 hours. I welcome you guys to do it. For me and the gift to do this, and with my helping other people, and this is all I do, I really can't do two-hour readings. I love everybody. I give you guys a piece. Please remember, too, to tip the host. Go on the site of, you know, JethroSmith.net and on Janine's site. And what keeps us going and pays the light bills when you guys buy the reading, buy the healing, you know, give us some time and energy. And the best compliment I've had from you guys is to refer us to your friends. I got very emotional this weekend. I had family from out of town come in, and I had the best phone calls from people who were telling me they're listening in. Janine rocks. This is great. You guys, it's fun. And I want to thank you for doing that. We're going to take one more caller, and it's 617. You're the lucky one. Can you hear me? It's
Why
Catherine
you...
again. Catherine, how are you?
It must be something else I have to tell me.
It's got to be because we've got the phones, and I can't get – I've got 3 other phones busy. I've got 2 phones ringing, and it's like all of the lines are – Catherine, you've got something you need to tell us. Me and Janine didn't know. Do you have ways of making psychics stay around when you want them?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
I got to tell you, you got a good thing going because I've been through it. We're going to be in trouble.
I'm turning on you off so you can go to somebody else.
I can't. And for some wild reason, we're going to just go through the last of what we got here. Janine, we'll talk a little bit here with Catherine a little bit. And there's a reason for it because the phones have been, they've changed the system, and I've got a lot of phones being held. And I apologize to those of you who won't, it won't ring through. And that's why you don't hear anything because it's not open. And I got a little thing that tells me that, and I've learned through the years of doing this, it's not letting other ones in. And I say that it, but I should say the higher energies are doing it. So I obviously, you know, we were talking about other psychics. You guys listen in, you know how to get a hold of Janine. Janine, you were talking about animals earlier. I'd like you to tell them a little bit. I mean, you pick up and you work with animals there in United Kingdom. What kind of vibrations do you do, and what can you do for an animal? If someone has an animal they want to bring to you.
Well, generally the same as you. I like to work with a photograph of the animal rather than, in person. Sometimes I go and work with horses for people, and race horses, that type of thing. But usually I work with a photograph. So, yeah, I can have full-on conversation with the animal if they're ill, if they've got... if they're unhappy about things. And a friend of mine is actually using Crystal Key with Bowen therapy as well, and she's actually writing a book at the moment about past life healing with animals. Believe it or not, you know, they have past lives as well, and some of them have been humans, and they're still carrying trauma from past lives in their system. So generally we tend to treat them with the same respect that we would treat the spirit of a human being, and just tune into the photograph, you know, ask them if they've got a message for their carers, if they're feeling unwell. We tune into their higher consciousness to find out if there's anything specific that they need
that would be helpful to them, if there's anything in their diet that may be causing them problems and this type of thing. So, yeah, to be honest, they're treated no differently than I would treat a human client in that respect. It's the same. It's exactly the same technique.
It's remarkable. And sharing an experience of my own, I agree very much with Janine that it put me the chills. It reminded me that I, both of you who knew, I had an older brother who had a horrible accident and passed away in Colorado. And long story short, I was living in Arizona and working at a psychic store there. And his dog, he brought a dog home when we were kids. There's eight of us children. He brought home a cute little Cocker Spaniel dog, a beautiful white Cocker Spaniel named Dag would be named. And he brought him home, said he followed him, you know, and my mom was very nice, Native American mom. She said, well, you know, if he followed you home, we'll try to see the owners. And the people came down and let us know that my brother had gotten the dog and basically, you know, was not honest. So my mother's like, you know, his punishment was he had to share the dog with all of us. It wasn't his dog. But long story short, the dog took to him, and there was obviously this connection. And the dog passed away. He lived to be 17 years old. And when my brother had the accident, the dog came to me in Arizona and let me know that my brother was on the other side. It was so intense for me to be there, and I know that the poor client that was with me, you know, that she was all of a sudden, I'm doing the reading, and we both swore that there was this dog. Here he was. He was beautiful. He looked young again, you know, and I'm like, wow, this dog, and I felt that same heart energy of what I had felt with our dog Dagwood, and realized, I thought, Dagwood is here with me. And realized he was. The dog stayed there for a few minutes. I touched the dog. The minute my sensation of touching the dog, I felt and realized that this dog was there to tell me. He let me know that my older brother was on the other side and that he had, you know, had been an accident and he was dead. I'm like, whoa. And I felt this jubilant from the dog letting me know that he was back with his person. He was young again. My brother was back in the times when we were growing up where he was the younger person, and I felt the relief. And I think it was the animal's way of letting me know. We had shared the dog. We went through a little bit of a conflict. I was the younger part of this family. He was the oldest of this family. And we had a little bit of a jealousy over the dog. And I think the dog did the bonding there to let me know that it was okay, that, you know, that there was still love for both of us. Does that make sense, Janine? I mean, I'm rabbit.
Yeah, it does make sense. Yeah, it does. They're very special animals, are they? They bring so much love and healing to human beings as well. You know, some animals come in and they're gifted healers in their own right.
I love that. And I know, Catherine, that they're not going to let nobody else in today. Catherine, tell us if you have an animal on the other side. I'm teasing you. I want you to talk. I know you're with me, Catherine.
I'm here.
What's your opinion on that? On animals? You know, we were talking about mediums. How do you feel with the animals? Have you seen animals?
I love animals. Speaking of animals, I seen a dove. I was walking down the street the other day, and a dove flew right over my head. A pearl white dove just came over my head. I was like, I don't know where it came from.
Love it. I know there's a child that too, and this is something that we psychically had joked about, that someone told me it was the person's totem, but long story short, we had ravens back home, and ravens would like take a piece of my hair. If I went outside, I had very light blonde hair. They called me a towhead as a child. I was very blonde, even though the Native American, real light hair, and the ravens would just come after and pull my hair. Now, it was an odd thing, and I've heard different beliefs about it from different things. Some say it's a blessing when a bird does dewdrop. They try to tell me it's a blessing.
Yeah, that happened to me too.
Janine, have you had birds do anything of that to you? I know we're talking really wild stories here now.
Not that I can remember offhand, but I've heard the rumor that it is meant to be good luck. Before we finish, Jethro, can I just say that all of my books have been revamped and have been placed on the website only a few days ago now. If there's anybody out there that has knows somebody with attention deficit disorder or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, my first book has some really useful information on how to treat that with herbs rather than drugs like Ritalin and Dexedrine and so on. So there's some great information on the site, and obviously, you know, asking people to buy the books, like you said, it's how we can afford to pay our bills.
And this is the first book's got lots of amazing information in there, and the healing technique is in the book as well, so people can teach themselves by buying the ebook for $3.99.
And we love that. Now, those of you who are listening in, stay on the line. We're going to let you go, Janine, and we love the fact we're going to talk about our books next time, and I will. This week we're going to be promoting those books, all the different titles. I know that we have two on its way here that my girlfriend has ordered. We're going to be reading Janine's books. At this minute, I know, give us a couple titles, Janine.
The first one is the Angel, the Witch, and the Warrior, and the second one is called Saving the World from My Bathtub, which is about my astral projections and out-of-body experiences. The first one's got 40 chapters on different subjects to do with mind, body, and spirit.
Thank you, Janine. We're going to let you go. And we thank you. And you guys quit trying to get her as a guest on your show. We saw her first. You guys share her and help sell her books. Get to work. Quit trying to take her. We all know it. Thank you, Janine. We'll talk to you next week. And we're going to go right into Rahu. Rahu, are you there?
Yes, I'm there, Jeff. Rohit is my name. R-O-H-I-T. That's Robert Oscar Hotel India Tango. Rohit.
Robert, okay, and you're going to have to work with me. It's nothing personal, but I can hear you really great. But Robert, can I tell you Rahut? I'm trying to get, help me with
that. Call me anything, as long as you spell my name correctly.
You are a phenomenal reader, and those of you who've waited, we're going to also go into a little bit of tarot reading here. We are doing some work. We're having a lot of fun, and I'm just so glad, and I'm going to get your name down. And people tease me with my Jethro, and it's, like, very hard, and I apologize. It's like I keep saying Raul. I've got to learn with it. You know, Italian, I could say, but I love it.
Jeff, you can even call me a dodo as long as you spell my email address correctly, because the way people communicate or get in touch with me is via email. So as long as the spelling of my name and the email address or my contact details are properly known to people, I'm fine with anything that you call me.
Very good. And you're a very good man, and thank you. We've gotten together. We're having fun. Those of you who are listening to the show can hear it. We're going to go right into the next part of what we've got happening. Obviously, we've got a reading here already for you. She's been here. She's going to be on. And hang on, you guys that are calling in. The show's still going. But Catherine, would you like to have a tarot reading? Do you feel comfortable?
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear? Our friend Catherine's here, and I'm going to have you go ahead with her and talk a moment and see what you can pick up with the cards as I'm still talking, and we're going to just go ahead and do a couple readings right over the radio here, if everyone's interested.
Sure. Catherine, this is Rohit. Catherine, I do blind readings in the sense I don't take any personal details from the client. Whenever I come across a new person, I do readings on different spheres of their life. It could be their work, profession, finances, how comfortable will they be with their money in the coming days, or relationships or love life. Should I start with your work on your profession life first?
Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, just everything. Okay. Catherine, I've done a 3-card reading. This should last for 12 months for you. It's on your work and profession. The past position is a 6 of Pentacles or the 6 of Discs. See, when a 6 of Pentacles comes up in a professional reading, it implies that in the past 6 months or a year, your finances were something you were able to manage because of your work life. Okay, 6 of Pentacles is a card which brings a comfort level in your profession or in handling your salary or whatever money you make out of your profession. It's a card where even if you're short of money, there is something that happens and it is compensated. You don't have to really worry about it. You don't have to ask anyone because help comes on its own. It's a generous card. The present position card is a magician, which is upright. Now, if you are into self-employment, if you are working on your own, or even if you have a business of your own on the side, this is a very fortunate card to come up in a woman's reading. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying, because I do speak a bit fast.
Okay, go ahead. I understand so far. I'm
not able to get you. I'm sorry.
I understand.
Are you
so
able to
far.
Get me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, wonderful. See, when the magician is upright in the present position, it implies the coming 6 to 7 months. Firstly, there will be someone elderly to you in your life, someone who's very shrewd, blessed with a very sweet tongue. This is a man who's very money-minded. He's fond of speculation. He's someone who knows how to make money out of money. This is a man who is extremely resourceful. I'm not saying this is a man you can trust blindly, no, but this man is someone who can make things happen. Now, fortunately, he has a soft corner for you. This man could also get emotionally involved with you, but you also need to understand that this is a man you need to take benefit from, not someone you have to trust blindly. And he is going to make some, you know, he's going to really help you in a very drastic manner in the coming 6 to 7 months. His influence towards your profession and your work life is something that is going to improve you and your profession drastically for the coming 7 months at least. The distant future card which I have drawn is the Four of Cups. Now, Catherine, the Four of Cups is a card which brings depression, it brings emotional pain. This is a card of emotional frustration and saturation. What happens is when this card comes up, the first thing you need to be careful is with respect to any kind of addiction that you have. If you're fond of tea, if you're fond of drinks, if you're fond of coffee, if you're fond of smoking, any addiction or any habit you're fond of, you need to keep it under control. Because when the Four of Cups comes up, first it affects you emotionally, because the moment you don't feel good about yourself, you know, any event which leaves you depressed will affect your health in a direct ratio. Four of Cups is also a card where you are so engrossed in your suffering, or you're so engrossed in your internal pain, that you don't see any opportunities around you. You don't see, I mean, you just can't even acknowledge what has come to you. You're so engrossed in your own pain. When this card comes up, the only thing I can tell someone is that you need to look further, you know, something beyond your pain. I know pain is something that is very difficult to overcome. Pain is something that's very difficult to ignore when you go through it. But at the same time, when you have a Four of Cups, you need to understand that life still moves on. I mean, irrespective of how you feel about yourself, or irrespective of what your circumstances are, you still have to live. And if you allow yourself to suffer for people who are not, you know, who do not even look back at you, it's just waste of your resources and your time. You need to move on. There are times when you have to create that selfish urge in you and that ruthless spirit to move on, and that's what you have to do. Catherine, I hope you got what I've said. Any doubts on what I've mentioned?
I didn't understand half of the things you said, but I don't know.
See, Catherine, you know, when it comes to tarot reading, I always state that the cards never go wrong, because tarot cards, they have a power and a language of their own. But
yes,
I am, as a reader or a medium, I'm prone to make mistakes. When a card comes in front of me, I may just pick up 10 or 20% of the information. The remaining 80% could be dormant or not known to me, or something that doesn't come to my mind as of the time when I'm doing a reading. But if that, out of that 20%, even if 5% of the information is useful to you in any way, I suppose my job is done. Because in the end, the cards or any stream of divination is for you to find a way.
Okay, and we've got here, what's happened is, and Catherine's number is doing it. We've had her on all day, and now it's just like all of a sudden they're doing the energy. We're going to go into the next person. I know you're Betty. Betty, thank you. Are you there, Betty?
Betty, right? Or Buddy?
Betty.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you, Betty. We've only got a few phone calls that are letting through today. This is Psychic Jester. We spoke with you earlier. Would you be up to having a reading?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. It's Betty, and can you feel, are you there with me? Can you hear me, Ray?
I'm able to hear you.
Good. The phones are just so wild today. Normally we don't have anything, but it's Blog Talk. We've got all the phones being hectic just today.
No, it's just, So should I start with your work and profession first, Betty?
Pardon me, what'd you say?
Should I start with the first reading on your work and profession, your work life?
My workplace? No, I like to know about my finance advice, finance money.
Okay, perfect. Sure. I've done a 3-card reading for you. The past card is the 4 of Swords in the reversed position. See, 4 of Swords is a card which brings a forced rest, you know, a phase where there are too many constraints. You can't do much in that kind of a situation. This must have been in the past 6 months or a year. 4 of Swords is also a card where you are too restless. You had a lot of desires, a lot of things in mind which you could do with your money, but you were not able to do because the circumstances or the events were beyond your control or beyond your reach. The present card is the Star card, which implies the coming 6 to 7 months. See, your financial situation may not improve drastically, at least for the coming 6 months, but it will give you some kind of a hope. Because firstly, Star card is a card which gives you a good intuitive mind. You know, it's a card which gives you those spiritual messages or that feeling that yes, things may improve. But this is a hope. This is not something that will show up in a tangible benefit. It's not something that will show up, in numbers on your financial sheet. The future card is the Hanged Man. You need to understand one thing. For you to come out of your financial mess, firstly, you need to stay away from any kind of loan or mortgages. Because when the Hanged Man comes up in a reading, this is a card which is ruled by Neptune. And this is not a good card when it comes up in any financial reading or any reading, because this is a card of losses. It's a card which gives you, it's like being stuck up in a sinking sand. Irrespective of how hard you try, you can't come out of it. That's how chronic this card is. But it's not that it's the end of the world, no. The first thing you need to keep in mind when it comes to your money, you need to stay away from mortgages and loans. If you have already taken any mortgage or loan, you need to be careful not to take anything further. But at the same time, you know, you also need to understand if there is any emergency, any health issue, then yes, you will have to take a loan. Because when Hangman comes up in the reading, it implies that your finances, your savings, if you had any savings till now, they may further deplete after 7 months. So you need to be careful with your health as well. Because your health is something that is going to deplete your finances. The second thing that's going to affect your finances is your relationships. Because you don't have many people whom you can approach and ask for money. So if you do come across old relations or old friends who are nice to you, try to establish a relationship. Because if you need money at any point in time, let's say for an emergency or for a health issue, you know that you can at least approach them. I'm not saying that they will help you financially, but at least there will be someone you can approach. Further, you need to understand when the Hangman comes up in a reading is that you're not supposed to take any loans for business or work-related reasons, because this is a card which implies losses in business as well. So stay away from any loans for business. If it doesn't work, try to make do with what you've already invested. Any doubts, buddy? Anything you did not understand?
I got some of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's that? You said the Hangman is
caught.
Oh,
the Hangman is in a future position. It implies the phase after 7 months.
And we thank you guys. We're getting some things. We've got Betty and we've got you guys. You have Catherine on your phone. We thank all of you guys. We got together. We're going to do this. We're going to get. You've got a very good reader here. We just got you to come in. We're going to need to set this up when the phones are today. For some reason, Blog Talk's having technical difficulties. We've gotten to do this. I want to thank you guys, and we will set up a time where you guys can hear this with us, and we'll do a show. Definitely. You can hear me, and I got them down. For some reason, it did it with Blog Talk. I apologize. It was doing it earlier for the show, and now it just seems to be doing it just kind of went into a whole site of odd energy. And I think what they've got is, can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
cool. Me and you, I can hear each other real good. They're getting on there. I've got like 8 calls that won't come in, and it just dropped the show. So I'm going to let them go ahead and drop it. I'd like to work out what I was hoping maybe is that we could do a day and do this. Like what I'm thinking about is doing Fridays and looking at doing a Friday show together, or when we got it going. And they went ahead and they're letting me know that they're going to let me pick a day and we can do it. I want to thank you. I was really impressed with your readings. You do real good. It's just Blog Talk is really being difficult. I'm not sure. What time is it there right now?
It's at 2:45 in the middle of the night in my country.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not an issue, Jeff. It's not an issue because I'm someone who's not blessed with when it comes to sleep. So I usually check my emails at this point in time. My work is something that decides my life. So as long as I get to do my readings, it's a pleasure for me. Trust me.
Very cool. I love that. So if we were to do our normal time is like 9 p.m. and we do real well, that's 5 hours from now. It'd be 7 a.m. in the morning for you.
No issues. So you want me to do it again at 9 o'clock?
That's what I'm looking here, and what we've got is they've got it blocked for today, but I'm looking at doing a time here on the show and doing a Wednesday at 9 a.m. And I'll give you that number. They're going to give me a different number, and we'll do a 9 a.m. On Wednesday and do it with Spiritual Connection. That's what's happening. They just gave me the answer. I apologize. I'm typing.
No, Jeff, that's not an issue. Absolutely not. All you need to do is let me know in advance what time I need to log in. I'll keep an alarm and I'll be on time. Don't worry.
You're very good, and I'm glad we're clearing the air, and this will be really good because this will get it on there, and it'll put it on at AK. So if we do it at that time, in the timing here is for this to go, it'll be 9 p.m. here, 7 a.m. there. This will be perfect. And the phone number to call in, and let me give you that one. They're giving me the number. This is good. They're giving.
Can't I call you on Skype itself?
Yeah. Well, and it we can do it through. Yeah, we'll just do it through there. Okay. 3-3-7-1-4-3-3-5-4 Okay. So good. What I will do is we'll do a 9 p.m. on Wednesday night.
9 p.m. on Wednesday night, right?
Yeah, and that'll be 7 a.m. your time, because that's pretty much 5 hours from now. So it's just
7 a.m. Thursday morning will be for me. Jeff, is there anyone right now, or all the lines have blocked?
All the lines are out, and what's happened is there was only a couple callers that got into the last of it, and it just blocked the lines on me there. I'm looking in there telling me that there is nobody, there's no callers in queue, and what it did is it was doing this to me earlier. It's something wrong with Blog Talk.
No issues. What I can do is I can wait for 15 minutes if you want. If you get any caller, I'm still there.
Well, I won't have you hold on with that because I know we've got things going, but what we'll do is we'll just do the Wednesday at 9 p.m., and that way we've got them down, and I'll send them there because it'll take them that long to get through what they're running through. So, you know, and then
okay.
We'll – but
no
I think
– No, okay. No Jeff, it's been a pleasure for me. Trust me. It's a privilege for me that I get to propagate my craft. Just ensure that if you are letting them know about my services, that my email address and my contact number is properly mentioned, because otherwise no one will know how to get in touch with me.
Okay, and let's do that again. Give me your email again so I have it correct.
Yeah, I'll spell it out for you. It's all in small letters. It's T for Tango.
Okay.
A for Australia.
Okay.
R for Rotterdam.
Okay.
O for Oscar.
Uh-huh.
T for Tango.
Mm-hmm.
Full stop. N for November.
Okay.
I for Indonesia.
Okay.
N for November.
Okay.
E for England.
Okay.
At the rate.
I'm sorry?
At the rate. At the rate. A and a circle on it.
Okay.
After at the rate, it is Y for Yankee.
Uh-huh.
M for Mike.
Mm-hmm.
A for Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I for Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
L for Lima.
Mm-hmm.
Full stop. Com. C-O-M.
Stop.
I'll repeat this email address for you. It should be tarot.9@ymail.com.
tarot.9@ymail.com.
Perfect. And my number, I do not know what exactly you'll dial as the complete number for me, but it should be 0091. That's the code for any call that comes to my country, India. So it should be 0091-96-195-14-705. I'll repeat it, 96-195-14-705. If any of your listener wants to check my articles or my blogs, they can search it on Google using three keywords, just three keywords.
Okay.
The first keyword will be my first name. I'll spell it for you. It is R for Rotterdam, O for Oscar, H for Hong Kong, I for Indonesia, T for Turkey. That's the first keyword. The second will be my last name, which is D for Denmark, U for United, A for Australia. The third keyword would be tarot, T-A-R-O-T. So just Rohit Dua Tarot. If you search it with three keywords on Google or even script.com, you can check my articles and blogs.
Very cool. All right. Good. All right. Well, I'm going to learn your name. I apologize. I'm very impressed.
No, absolutely not. Trust me. It's been a privilege. I'll get it on Wednesday 9 o'clock evening for your time, right?
Yes, and we got that on Wednesday for me, and it'll be perfect. You said it's going to be Thursday morning for you, but it's like, you know, I'm very excited, and we did this at the last second to put this together. This will work out, and it'll give me a chance to get that site up. We'll call on Skype and just go on together.
Sure. Yeah, thank you, and trust me, I'm immensely grateful to you for this offer. I mean, the fact that you've brought me on this show, and I get to propagate my craft, and I'm also thankful to your listeners. I mean, I wish the best for everyone.
Very cool.
You want me to hang up now?
I will, and I will talk to you Wednesday night, and thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you. Bye.
Bless you.